Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware, listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your host, VLORGTZ, and with me today, I have Laser Kid.
I am surviving on this train, because nothing bad is happening.
Indeed, but also with us is J-Mac.
What's up, bitches?
It's been a while, J-Mac. How you doing?
It has. I'm doing well. I got my mic set up. I'm all set up in my new house, almost. Just got to get a couple more things done.
Awesome. But hopefully someone's not lurking nearby. Oh, wait. It's a wild Meowth!
Oh, shit, I've been shot. I gotta fucking snipe something.
We're safe for now, guys. We can sleep peacefully tonight.
Good to know.
We'll have very sweet dreams, just like Tanjiro.
Those are the best kinds of dreams.
Yeah, until you have to cut your own neck.
Well, that's
you realize
okay.
You have to...
I guess that is a bad thing that kind of happened on a train, but it happened in a dream, so does that count?
No.
No.
Yeah, I guess we'll give it a freebie. It'll be a buy or something.
Okay.
But yeah, we're talking about episode 4 of Demon Slayer Mugen Train Arc today, which is more of the Mugen Train movie cut up into little itty-bitty pieces. You want your appetizer-sized Mugen Train? Here you go.
It's a Mugen Train, although, hey, we had a new little scene this time.
And
I'm happy
really
to say that.
It's a really good little scene.
It is a good little scene.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess we might as well jump right into that. So, in the opening prelude segment of the episode, they kind of re-show Tanjiro cutting his neck, and then we get this great new scene with the tuberculosis boy, whose name I don't remember... If he has
Captain
a name.
Tuberculosis!
Yeah, we'll go with that. But he's, like, looking through the little dream core of Tanjiro. But they add this scene where, like, after Tanjiro cuts his own neck, he's falling into this just, like, endless pit. But the little Tanjiro light sprites, like, save him right at the last minute. And it's super cool.
I mean, it fits. It fits perfectly well with what's going on. But yeah, it's a cool scene.
Yeah, it's a really good way to like transition that stuff with Tanjiro back into like reality. Because like just jumping straight to where like the next scene is from last week wouldn't really feel as natural. So I'm glad that they're putting these little touches in. Like even though it's very obvious, it's still just like a chunk of the film. Like it's being reworked in like an intelligent way. Plus, like, that scene initially was, like, way later. That was, like, when, initially that was when the tuberculosis boy was just, like, defending, like, Tanjiro against all those people or, like, not attacking him in the real world. So they did reorder some scenes around so that makes more sense, which is nice. But yeah, any other thoughts?
Mugen Train is really good. You should watch it if you haven't.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of the usual gist.
Say. Yeah.
Allison, how do you feel about the recap so far?
I feel like they're a big waste of time.
I kind of agree.
But don't you want to experience Mugen Train again and again? And then again
yeah,
and again
I'll watch
and again?
The movie.
Maybe in 3D, but not 2D.
God, now I just want the 4DX showings of Mugen Train.
Yeah, to see those nice pretty boys and those nice wigs grow ups.
Yeah. J-Mac, how do you feel about Mugen Train being recut like this?
I'm conflicted, because, I mean, it's like, you can't not expect the show's fans to not, or to have seen this movie. Like, you can't expect that they haven't seen that movie. Like, it beat out fucking Miyazaki, the god of Japanese movies.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best-selling anime film of all time. So,
yeah, but gee, let's recut it just in case one of our fans hasn't seen it, because that one fan lives under a rock and doesn't even know what Train is.
Yeah, I mean, there probably is that one fan that doesn't know what a Train is.
Probably still exist, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we kind of reiterate this a bit on the last episode, but I feel Demon Slayer has reached a point where, like, it's kind of hitting every demographic. Like, there are little children that are watching Demon Slayer, and maybe they didn't get to go to the movies, because the movie came out in a pandemic, so...
Well, all that, and it was streaming. Rated R in the U.S., so...
Yeah,
but it's also streaming on Funimation.
Like, I remember when I went to the movie theater to see it with LK and a bunch of our buddies. I watched multiple people under the age of 17 get turned away because it was rated R.
But we want to see Tanjiro get depressed on the big screen.
Yeah, I still don't understand its R rating, but you know.
It's literally for that one scene.
Oh no, animated suicide inside a dream to save the world is so scary.
Yeah,
it is what it is, but...
The MPAA isn't necessarily the smartest. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Still did pretty good for a rated R anime movie, though.
Anime movie.
Good old anime movies.
Yeah. All hail the animu.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. So, like, we mentioned before, there's supposed to be 70 cuts total across this recut. I think, like, at this point, we've probably seen around, like... 10 of them, maybe? I don't know math.
They must have backloaded it or something.
I guess so. They might be waiting for that Akaza fight.
Yeah.
I could see that.
That's the one that I would... I'm going to be completely honest to you, listeners. I didn't watch the episode because I figured I wasn't going to be missing much.
J-Mac a fake fan! Get it!
Literally, we showed you the scene before we started.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw the scene that was new. Mind you, I am going to be watching them eventually because they're just good. But...
Where's that dub Aniplex?
Right? I'm actually kind of surprised because they've been pretty good about dubbing stuff during the pandemic and everything.
I mean, it's only been like 4 weeks though, so
that's true.
Let's cut them some slack.
I want my dub Aniplex. Where's my fucking dub Aniplex?
Come on,
but also please sponsor me.
Sponsor us, Aniplex. We're one of the top anime podcasts in the US.
Can we get like a special, like, I don't know, merch deal?
Oh my god.
I promise not to badmouth you ever again.
There are times where we're beating out the Crunchyroll podcast. That must mean something,
right? Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. We are more famous than I thought. Help. I'm internet famous.
Everyone is judging you right at this moment, Laser.
Better delete any 10-year-old tweets.
It's a bit later for that. I'm sure I've done way stupid stuff on these podcasts.
It's one of those moments where I'm glad that my old account is a glassed hole in the ground.
They're going to look up old Kanzenshu comments of Lasers.
God, don't do that, but they are there. I may have a Kanzenshu
account. Yeah, my old Twitter account is just gone. So
yeah, it's gone.
It's a crater in the internet.
Yeah, I deleted it. Nothing bad happened to my account. I deleted it. Definitely.
Just like nothing bad happens on a train.
Yeah. Oh
my God. That Kanzenshu account. My takes when I was...
We're cutting that part out. Twitter, please don't suspend me again. I love you.
Twitter, Jack, I'll suck your dick. Sponsor us.
Somebody give us money. We're desperate.
I've got people to feed, and by people I mean myself.
Exactly, you're a person, you count.
I've got a mouth to feed, yeah, me.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so what else about this episode?
Well, so I still love that the whole twist with, like, Enmu is the fact that, like, his body's not the real body, the train's the body.
Yeah, okay, so, real talk here for a moment. I read the manga, right?
You did? We had an episode about that.
I entirely forgot by the time the movie came around that Enmu was a part of the train. So when Tanjiro killed Enmu, I'm like, that came a lot sooner than I thought. the big fight's about to happen soon, right? Right?
No, Enmu's like, no, I am the train.
It was me, Enmu. you thought you were riding a train, but it was I, Enmu.
So we're all, what you're telling me is we're all riding Enmu.
I guess if you're into that, Laser.
Well, yeah, you never know.
Well, Laser is train sexual, as Alien pointed out.
It has been discussed. Yes, I may be a train sexual.
Fuck.
I'm not sure. I think I'm train curious.
Yep.
Okay, that's the title of the episode now. Train curious.
That won't get canceled. Apple overlords.
Oh, I'm gonna get canceled for so much worse than that.
I mean, everyone needs a strong, independent train in their life.
Yeah. I want one.
What kind of train, though, Allison?
Football team.
No.
Is that a train?
you and I watch very different things.
probably. God,
this is what recutting the movie does to us, folks. we make stupid jokes, although we'd make them anyway. Let's
wait,
be real.
What's the similarity between a train and a football team, though?
Have you ever heard of what running a train means?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Oh, V-Lord,
okay,
I'm so sorry.
I'm looking this up.
No, don't!
I'll put on safe search, it's okay. Problems seem worse.
I think the train I would go for would be like a nice shiny red one.
Ooh.
That's oh, God. Like...
Oh. No, you did it!
With the nice round red windows.
Ooh. Would the pirate boy be conducting it?
Yeah, no.
To Kaiser.
Why the fuck are we having this conversation?
Because there's nothing to talk about that we haven't talked about like three times already.
Yeah.
Kaiser, how does the train make you feel?
Well, the train makes me feel sparkly and tingly inside, but I also have to accept that Train-kun will never truly love me.
Like, we're making...
difficult relationship.
Yeah, dear listeners, we are making these episodes to stay relevant. Just hope you know. Enjoy our banter while we're here.
I mean, last time we legit just talked about Lupin.
Yeah, let's talk about Lupin again, guys.
But I don't know about Lupin.
J-Mike, have you never watched Lupin?
I've only watched the old dub of Castle Caligostro.
Oh my god!
Don't worry, it's already on my list of things to fix. But we just have. We need to clear some things, but we're in the process.
Show J-Mac part 4 ASAP. Oh,
him showing me anime isn't just him showing me anime. It's him fixing problems with me.
Yes. Yes. We just finished Tiger and Bunny, and we just finished Ancient Magus Pride, so we might be able to sneak in some Lupin.
Yeah, you always gotta spice up your life with Lupin.
I've been liking that Lupin Ranger thing. Very good.
Yes, part 4 is absolutely where I'd start you.
Yeah.
It's a very good entry point.
It's a great entry point. Another friend of mine has insisted on starting on part 2, and I love part 2, but I could with the length, even with the parts that I have not being the whole show, oh, it's long.
Lupin X's Bank.
Yeah, part 2 is like the Looney Tunes of Lupin.
I mean, that's how I got introduced to Lupin back on the Adult Swim days, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but it's like, it's very episodic and like... It's more one of those things where, like, you kind of just, like, sit down and watch it whenever you feel like it, rather than going through it sequentially, like, in large sittings.
Yeah.
Like, part 4 and onwards is where, like, Lupin starts to have...
Story?
Yeah, a proper story, and also questionably some continuity.
Kind of. Sort of.
Yeah. I mean, there are characters from Part 4 that show up in Part 5, and there's characters from Part 5 that show up in Part 6.
Of course, so does 4. 4 also references Cagliostro, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 4 and 5 reference characters from Cagliostro, the specials, and Part 2 and Part 1 and Part 3. But, like, it's very selective.
So yeah, yeah. For those of you listening to this podcast hoping for, you know, commentary on the Demon Slayer episode, and, you know, especially if you watched the, you know, Demon Slayer episode for the first time, but you've been keeping up with this podcast, why the fuck did you listen to the podcast episode about the movie if you didn't want to be spoiled?
Yeah, we did two entire episodes just talking at length about the movie.
We have a podcast about the manga chapters, because you read them. We have a podcast about the movie dubbed, and a podcast about the movie subbed. And we talk about these episodes. This is probably the most covered arc we have, so at this point we're like,
we've milked this train dry. I'm surprised it's still running.
Choo-choo!
Oh my god.
Choo-choo!
That was a terrible choice of words. For
it was the best choice of words, J-Back.
For the lesson you just learned. About what running a train is.
See, I just forgot about the lesson the moment I said it. I have learned nothing.
Oh, you're Inosuke.
Oh exactly. My god.
Also, I love how they end this episode with Inosuke.
Yeah.
Because that's how you are supposed to end an episode.
There is no god, only Inosuke.
It is a good cut point for Inosuke to be like, I'm coming through. All right. I accept. That's a good end point.
Renaming the show to Inosuke Slayer.
No, but then what do I mean for slaying Inosuke?
Oh, yeah. Kill Inosuke. Okay. I don't know. Anti Inosuke Slayer. There.
Inosuke, the Demon Slayer.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Fine.
I would watch a spinoff based entirely on Inosuke.
I would probably do the same thing.
Everybody loves Inosuke. Tonight at 5.
Didn't we have an episode of this podcast about how to raise your Inosuke?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I don't know if I was there or not.
Honestly, the reason you listen to these episodes until we get to Entertainment District is to see us flail to attempt to say something.
Yeah, and we have 3 more weeks of that.
I know.
Zenitsu is still a little bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm sorry to spoil it for you guys, but Zenitsu is a bitch.
Okay.
He's a wuss until he's asleep.
Yep.
And then when he's asleep, he's a strong boy.
Strong boy.
Our precious simp strong boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all we really have to say about this. Demon Slayer. Yeah. Mugen Train. It's good.
Mugen Train. Choo-choo.
Mugen Train
is the good shit. Watch the movie. I wouldn't necessarily watch the episodes.
Oh,
unless,
okay.
Like, I guess you have to watch the episodes for some reason.
Unless the next two episodes, like, suddenly wow us with any new stuff that they add in.
I mean, they might, because they've been holding those cuts down, so it's possible.
We need to see where those cuts are, man.
Goku actually starts fighting real Goku.
If for some reason you're only listening to this episode, but you're not listening to previous episodes, do watch the first episode because it's new material and it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually had stuff to say about that one.
Yes, yeah. That was like a proper podcast episode.
Yeah, this episode is the first one to come upon your virgin ears. Very poor choice of words.
Well, I mean, V-Lord learned about trains.
Yeah, lots and lots of trains.
Why would you learn it?
But yes, if this is the first episode to come upon your virginity, definitely go back and watch the first episode of this season 2.
Yeah, and go learn about trains.
Go learn about trains.
And don't look up that stuff.
If you're below the age of 18.
Yeah.
But until next time, Laser, where can people find you?
People can find me over on Toonami Faithful, where I occasionally write articles and frequently appear on the podcast. You can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime, because I'm dumb and didn't put that first. And you can also find me on the Dumb Weaves podcast.
Awesome. And no, J-Mac, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at RealJMacAfreak. You can also find me on Twitch, TikTok, YouTube as just regular J McAfreak. I do shit. I'm going to get back into streaming soon because I'm getting my stuff set up again. So hell yeah.
And Allison.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter.com at meowth.nudgeon. Also, I'm on here. I'm on the 5 Dumb Weeb Troll. I occasionally crash MHAP sometimes. Starting a new thing about Seinfeld in the future. I don't know when that'll come out.
I'm still very curious about that, because I really love Seinfeld.
As do I. A podcast about nothing sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen like every episode of Seinfeld like at least like 2 or 3 times at this point.
Wow, that's a lot of Seinfeld.
I mean, probably it's so more good. I've ever
That makes sense.
Like the episode where like Jerry stops like having sex and gets like galaxy brain smart is still so funny to me.
Yeah, because that sounds like your life.
Oh my god!
The fire has been let loose.
That was a fucking roast.
Oh my god!
So while I'm roasting on the fire over here, you can find me on Twitter at VLORGTZ. I also write various things for all-comic.com as well as TonamiFaithful.com, and I have a very special review coming up on Tanami Faithful very soon, so look forward to that.
Yeah, we'll know you listened to this podcast episode if you roast VLORD like that.
Poor VLORD.
I will cry myself to sleep every night.
Yes, I mean, it's my life, too. I'm, like, learning all sorts of abstract shit.
Yeah.
And not getting laid. Very depressing.
I'm going to need that clip as just one of those, like, funny clips. You know?
God, that was way too funny. But as far as podcasts go, I do a bunch besides this one. The Tanami Faithful podcast over at Tanami Podcast. The Shaman King podcast, Oversoul at Shaman King Pod, Dumb Weebs podcast at Dumb Weebs Pod, and Saturday Night Shaggy at Sat Night Shaggy. So check out all those. But as far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/Demon Slayer Podcast, and on the Toonami Faithful website itself at TonamiFaithful.com/Demon Slayer Podcast. And the podcast is on basically every podcast platform out there at this point. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So just go look us up, subscribe, listen, rate and review, all that good stuff. Just enjoy the episode. But that does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.
Make sure to keep your train safe on the Christmas tree.
Yeah, watch out for choo-choos.